Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is July 24, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about tech retailer Newegg expands Bitcoin payments to another 73 nations. Facebook Libra hasn't responded to information request, Swiss watchdog. Senate Banking Committee to hold hearing on crypto regulation. Bitcoin not moved for at least 5 years is at an all-time high. Civic, BitGo announce a consumer mobile wallet. Bitflyer, Sumitomo aim to wrap up the property rentals business with a blockchain app. PUBG players can get crypto rewards for winning games this summer. U.S. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin thinks outlook for Bitcoin is bleak. Desktop crypto mining malware is disappearing but cloud computing exploits are growing. New York Times confirms it's using blockchain to combat fake news. Bitcoin faces further price losses after breaching long-term support. People in U.S. trust Bitcoin more than Facebook's Libra, report. Bitcoin will establish new all-time highs in early 2020, analyst. Bitcoin stats fall as BTC drops under $10,000, is a drop lower coming? Now let's get started. Tech retailer Newegg expands Bitcoin payments to another 73 nations. Online electronics and software retail giant Newegg has expanded its Bitcoin payments option to a host of new countries. In an announcement on Wednesday, the U.S.-based firm said it will accept Bitcoin in 73 additional of its country-specific stores. The news means that the cryptocurrency can be used to pay for purchases in nearly all of its 80 served nations. The firm first started offering Bitcoin payments back in July 2014, soon after expanding the option to Canada. 5 years ago, we were one of the first major online shopping destinations to accept Bitcoin, and our early adopter customers were quick to embrace this new payment option, said Anthony Chow, Newegg President Global Sales. Opening up the service to another 73 countries underscores our commitment to bring innovation to the online shopping experience, and answers customers' growing preference for our Bitcoin payment option. The Bitcoin payments are made possible through Newegg's partnership with blockchain payments provider BitPay. Sunny Singh, Chief Commercial Officer at BitPay, said in the announcement, Bitcoin allows users to send and receive money just as easy as sending an email, opening up opportunities for businesses and consumers globally as a secure, low-cost transactional option for the merchants. Newegg was among the first companies to see this opportunity and has continued to expand its Bitcoin acceptance to nearly all of its customers around the world. Newegg added that using BitPay allows it to increase its margin on each Bitcoin transaction by avoiding credit card fees. Facebook Libra hasn't responded to information request, Swiss watchdog. Despite being set up in Geneva, Facebook's Libra project has not responded to a request by Switzerland's data privacy regulator for more information. The Swiss Federal Data Protection and Information Commissioner, FDPIC, had requested further details on Libra to assist in its oversight of the planned crypto project. The FDPIC is currently waiting for the Libra Association to respond to its letter of 17 July 2019 and set out their official position, the agency said in a statement Tuesday. When Libra was unveiled in mid-June, it was announced that the Libra Association, set up to develop and manage the stablecoin, had been formed in Switzerland and Facebook's Libra lead, David Marcus, told a U.S. Senate hearing earlier in July that the FDPIC is expected to be the project's privacy regulator. The FDPIC said soon after the Senate hearing that the lack of contact from the social media giant about Libra had prompted it to send the letter. Among the expected details on Libra, the commissioner said it was expecting an impact assessment of risks around data protection, as well as an evaluation of the risks and proposed countermeasures. The watchdog said, The FDPIC stated in its letter that as it had not received any indication on what personal data may be processed, the Libra Association should inform it of the current status of the project so that the FDPIC could assess the extent to which its advisory competences and supervisory powers would apply. The FDPIC is not alone in wanting to know more about Facebook's plans for Libra and its potential risks. Numerous regulators worldwide, including the finance chiefs of the G7 nations, have called for further information to be released, amid fears the cryptocurrency could be used for money laundering and could pose a threat to financial stability. The G7 said that rules of the highest standard would be required to minimize the use of digital currencies in money laundering and funding terrorism. Further, a UK parliamentary committee said this week that it may probe Facebook on Libra, as the company's poor track record on protecting privacy could pose a threat to the financial data of its billions of users. Senate Banking Committee to hold hearing on crypto regulation. The Senate Banking Committee will hold a hearing on regulatory frameworks for cryptocurrencies and blockchain next week. The committee said in a press release that it would hold an open session titled Examining Regulatory Frameworks for Digital Currencies and Blockchain on July 30, though it is unclear if this would be a fact-finding mission or if any specific pieces of legislation would be discussed. Circle CEO Jeremy Allaire, representing the Blockchain Association, Rebecca Nelson, a member of the Congressional Research Service specializing in international trade and finance, and Mirsa Baradaran, a law professor at the University of California Irvine School of Law will testify as expert witnesses. The hearing will be live-streamed. The Senate Banking Committee has held a number of hearings around the space, with the most recent taking place last week, focused on Facebook's Libra. Members asked David Marcus, the head of Facebook's crypto project and the CEO of its Calibra subsidiary, a number of pointed questions about the project, but rarely brought up Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies. Instead, senators took pains to distinguish between the broader crypto ecosystem and Facebook's efforts specifically, indicating they may better understand the technology and the asset class than they have in years past. Bitcoin not moved for at least 5 years is at an all-time high. The amount of Bitcoin, BTC, that has not been moved for at least 5 years is at an all-time high, reports cryptocurrency data website Coinmetrics on July 23. Is HODLing currently at its highest? Per the report, the amount of BTC held in a single address unmoved for at least 5 years recently reached its all-time high. More precisely, on July 19, the number of coins meeting this requirement reached 3,847,859 BTC. Coinmetrics claims that this suggests that Bitcoin is increasingly becoming a store of value, as opposed to a medium of exchange. Coinmetrics further calculated that the previously specified number of coins amount to 21.6% of the total supply, which is also a five-year high. Untouched supply mirrors price movements. Other data provided by Coinmetrics also suggests that unmoved supply tends to mirror price movements. The report points out that untouched supply tends to peak towards the bottom of a price trough, and vice versa. Altcoins see more losses and fewer gains than BTC. Per the report, while Bitcoin has seen two peaks, one at $13,800, another one at $13,000, before two sharp corrections, altcoins have seen less upside movements and far more losses. While Bitcoin has reportedly lost about 2% of its value, Ethereum, ETH, has seen a 28% decrease, Litecoin, LTC, 32%, Ripple, XRP, 31%, Bitcoin Cash, BCH, 38%, and EOS 44%. The movement of crypto capital from altcoins to Bitcoin, according to Coinmetrics, is partly motivated by the increasing crypto regulatory turmoil in the United States. The analysis cites the Commodity Futures Trading Commission investigation into crypto exchange BitMEX, and the Securities and Exchange Commission lawsuit against the Kin Foundation over the Kin token as examples. Coinmetrics claims that all of this motivates cryptocurrency investors to move their funds to Bitcoin, given its better regulatory clarity. Furthermore, geopolitical tensions and macroeconomic factors paired with increasing acceptance of Bitcoin as a store of value further provide further long-term support to Bitcoin prices. The analysis cites the U.S.-China trade war, threats of disruption of oil supplies from the Middle East, the risk of fragmentation of the Eurozone, including the possibility of Italy leaving the EU, and tensions in Hong Kong as geopolitical factors for increased hodling. On the other hand, the cited macroeconomic factors are lower real interest rates on major currencies and the expected start of a monetary easing cycle by the Federal Reserve, the European Central Bank, the Bank of Japan, and the People's Bank of China. As Cointelegraph reported yesterday, digital currencies are generating increasing interest from investors and traders, according to the CEO of United States brokerage giant TD Ameritrade. Civic, BitGo announce a consumer mobile wallet. Decentralized identity startup Civic Technologies announced a partnership with BitGo to build a crypto wallet that maintains anonymity while offering a backup solution. The eponymously named Civic Wallet was designed alongside Civic Identity, Identity.com, and Civic Pay to operate with BitGo's multi-sig solution. Civic will store minimal user data, in the form of KYC information, for account recovery and compliance purposes only. The firm will not share this information with BitGo, but relies on the cryptographic storage company to retain redundant client signatures. BitGo primarily deals in enterprise clients, providing a secure hot wallet for institutions that perform a high volume of transactions. Civic found a way to leverage the multisig commodity to work at the consumer level, said Ben Chan, CTO of BitGo. This retail-level wallet starts off with the bare essentials. It will launch with a handful of currencies familiar to the digital community and allow users to store, send and receive cryptocurrency, said a Civic representative. The firm believes its scaled-down wallet will be attractive to those less familiar with cryptocurrencies. The company also provides a number of features reminiscent of traditional bank accounts, like daily limits, a security feature in case of identity theft, privacy controls, and recoverability. Additionally, keys are stored on the mobile device, to simplify login. When onboarding to the wallet, the firm will authenticate clients' identities through blockchain technology. Though a solution from Identity.com, which Civic purchased in 2018, a decentralized identification verification system allows users to opt in to sharing their underlying data with people they choose, said Chan. Civic plans to release the wallet in the fourth quarter of 2019. In April, the startup partnered with 12 vending machine providers to bring age verification and identification solutions to retail locations without human vendors. Civic held a $33 million token sale in 2017 to build out a decentralized attestations platform. Bitflyer, Sumitomo aim to wrap up the property rentals business with a blockchain app. Bitflyer Blockchain and Japanese business giant Sumitomo Corporation have joined forces to develop a blockchain service that allows users to sign rental contracts over a mobile app and more. The project appears to be an attempt to tie up almost the whole rental business in one smartphone app. CNET Japan reported Tuesday that the firms plan to develop a one-stop shop, allowing users to search for properties, make bookings, sign contracts and payment different expenses, as well as providing contract renewal and exiting procedures. As for benefits, Bitflyer and Sumitomo say that the app would use smart contracts on a blockchain to improve the efficiency of the rental business, lowering costs and speeding up the process of signing up to lease a property. Bitflyer Blockchain is a subsidiary of Bitflyer Holdings set up earlier this year, and a sister firm to the cryptocurrency exchange of the same name. Ultimately, the plan is to expand the services offered to related contractual services outside property rental, such as offered by guarantors and insurance companies. As insurance and guarantees are mandatory, they expect the services to be gradually digitized alongside the lease aspect of the industry. The planned app currently would match make between the lessee and the property management company, or an intermediary. By digitizing the contract process, all parties are able to verify the process from first inquiry to the contract signing in a timely manner, the report says. Further, details of the parties would be stored on the system for later contract deals, and associated with rating or credit information. Yuzo Kano, managing director of Bitflyer Blockchain, said the app would usher in a world where everything from browsing to contract is completed with a smartphone. It will greatly simplify the real estate rental contract process, significantly reduce administrative costs, he said. PUBG players can get crypto rewards for winning games this summer. Crypto game marketing startup Refurium says it has secured a partnership with major Fortnite competitor, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, PUBG. The partnership will reward PUBG players with RFR tokens. The startup tells CoinDesk it is supplying the RFR tokens for the initial campaign. PUBG has granted Refurium special access to the PUBG login system, and we've tightly integrated our Quest technology into the game through access to their production API, Dylan Jones, Refurium CEO, told CoinDesk. The initial campaign will last till August 20th. During that time, PUBG players will able to earn rewards on PUBG by logging directly into the game and accomplishing achievements, such as winning matches. The firm says it has previously offered its rewards on games such as State of Decay 2, Fortnite, Apex Legends, and the Battlefield series. The firm, which says it raised $32 million in a private token sale in early 2018, created its RFR token to better align game makers, streamers, and players in the promotion and viewing of compelling new games. Game companies want influential people to play their games on streaming platforms like Twitch, and they also want players to watch those streams. Refurium argues that rewards can help, and that logging these rewards on the blockchain makes them more transparent and fair. PUBG is one of the arena-style games competing with Fortnite. It has roughly 350,000 players per day in Steam, according to Steam charts. Jones said, PUBG is the perfect example of a game that wants to reward its hardcore following. Utilizing blockchain to do so helps them tap into their entire player base of influencers with micropayments, no matter their size, instead of rewarding only the biggest names. So what can players do when they've earned RFRs? Refurium says the token can be used for purchases of games, or in-game items such as weapons or skins, as well as to tip their favorite streamers. Refurium is not the only company to enter the game promotion space. Russia-based, ICO-funded startup The Abyss has a deal with Epic Games, the maker of Fortnite, to use its promotion technology to foster more development on Epic's Unreal Engine. U.S. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin thinks outlook for Bitcoin is bleak. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin commented on cryptocurrency's future viability in an interview on Wednesday. I can assure you I will personally not be loaded up on Bitcoin in 10 years, Mnuchin said on CNBC's Squawk Box. I would bet even in 5 to 6 years I won't even be talking about Bitcoin as Treasury Secretary. While Mnuchin's comments today do not elucidate his specific regulatory policies, he said previously that cryptocurrencies pose risk to the financial system if misused like Swiss bank accounts. To prevent financial crime or monetary distortion, the Secretary has called upon the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, FinCEN, and the Financial Action Task Force, FATF, to design guidance that will hold cryptocurrencies to the highest standards. Today, he added, we're going to make sure we have a unified approach, and my guess is that there are going to be more regulations that come out from all these agencies. On July 18, Mnuchin erroneously claimed that fiat currencies are not vehicles for money laundering, while there are billions of dollars of transactions going on in Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies for illicit purposes. Several media outlets, including Squawk Box anchor Joe Kernan, at the time responded with incredulity. Tom Robinson, CEO of research firm Elliptic, wrote an op-ed for VentureBeat claiming, less than 0.5% of Bitcoin transactions are used for illicit purchases. While Mnuchin seems to think crypto's future is bleak, he continues to bat for the US dollar. Mnuchin added later in today's interview, I think the dollar is the reserve currency in the world. It's in our interest. We want to maintain it. Desktop crypto mining malware is disappearing, but cloud computing exploits are growing. A new report from Skybox Security suggests that desktop crypto mining malware popularity has fallen considerably this year, but that cloud computing attacks, essentially attacks that create hundreds of infected computing containers online, has risen drastically in 2019. Use of malicious cryptominers, cybercriminals' overwhelming tool of choice in 2018, has declined to just 15% of malware attacks, with ransomware, botnets and backdoors rising to fill the void, wrote the organization. Vulnerabilities in cloud containers have increased by 46% compared to the same period in 2018 and by 240% compared to 2017. Crypto mining malware like Nonce Zero U campaign has infected tens of thousands of computers, forcing desktop computers to mine Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies via distributed control systems. This software focused on attacking healthcare, media, and IT companies, and Guardicore Labs said that some software infected 700 new victims a day. The popular new attack vector, however, is cloud containers. These remote services powered by providers like Amazon and Google are often unattended and can be used to process the massive amounts of data needed to mine cryptocurrencies. What's worse, hackers can replicate these containers instantly, creating a virtual army of zombie machines. Cloud technology and adoption has obviously skyrocketed, so it's no surprise that vulnerabilities within cloud technology will increase, said Marina Kidron of Skybox. What is concerning, though, is that as these are published, the race is on for attackers to develop an exploit, because launching a successful attack on a container could have much broader consequences. Compared to other technology, containers can be more numerous and quickly replicated. The attack footprint could expand rapidly, and number of victims may be extremely high. Unfortunately, vulnerabilities are growing. Skybox reported that companies will be drowning in the vulnerability flood for some time. More than 7,000 new vulnerabilities were discovered in the first half of 2019. That's still significantly more than figures we'd see for an entire year pre-2017, the company wrote. Further, because these attacks cost compute cycles, they can run up huge bills for victims, further adding financial injury to the attacks. New York Times confirms it's using blockchain to combat fake news. The New York Times company has revealed new details relating to its ongoing blockchain publishing experiments, first revealed by CoinDesk in March. Published Tuesday, a new website for the publisher's News Provenance Project explains how the storied newspaper's research and development team plans to use Hyperledger Fabric's permissioned blockchain to authenticate news photographs in partnership with IBM Garage, the tech giant's accelerator program. The project aims to combat misinformation and adulterated media, which it argues harms small and large publishers alike. News consumers, who are deceived and confused, eventually become fatigued and apathetic to news, the website says. The New York Times and partner companies will run a proof of concept from July until late 2019 to find a way to maintain trust in digital files. The project aims to store a news item's contextual metadata on a blockchain, including when and where a photo or video was shot, who took it, and information regarding how it was edited and published. The idea is to create a set of signals that can travel with published media anywhere that material is displayed, the website says, including on social media, in group chats, and in search results. The Times plans to publish updates on the project throughout the process, culminating in a full report following the pilot's conclusion. Additional confirmation came via a tweet from Civil Media CEO Vivian Schiller, who was formerly with the New York Times, and a lengthy Medium post from Sasha Corin, the program's project lead. CoinDesk reported in March that the Times was getting ready to experiment with blockchain technology when the company posted, then quickly removed, a want ad for a project leader. Bitcoin faces further price losses after breaching long-term support. Bitcoin is on the defensive for the fourth straight day, having breached long-term support on Tuesday. The leading cryptocurrency by market value is currently trading at $9,720, representing a 1.1% drop from today's opening price of $9,841, according to Bitstamp data. Prices fell 1.39, 2.56, and 4.66%, respectively, in the previous three trading days. With a three-day drop, BTC has left another bearish lower high at $11,120. Further, the cryptocurrency violated the four-month bullish rising trendline by printing a UTC close well below $10,000 on Tuesday. As a result, a drop to the July 17 low of $9,049 in the short term cannot be ruled out. Such a drop would hardly be surprising, given the bounce from that level to weekend's high of $11,120 was accompanied by falling volumes, as discussed yesterday. So far, the downside has been restricted around $9,650, meaning the support at $9,614, July 2 low, is still intact. However, that level could be breached soon as key daily chart indicators like the moving average convergence divergence histogram indicating the bearish momentum is gathering strength. The case for a drop toward $9,650 would weaken if prices rise above $10,222, invalidating a bearish lower highs pattern on the 4-hour chart. That said, a UTC close above $11,100 is needed to confirm a bullish reversal. People in U.S. trust Bitcoin more than Facebook's Libra, report. Compared with Bitcoin, people in the U.S. don't trust Facebook's anticipated new stablecoin Libra, according to a new survey. In the poll of 1,799 U.S. adults carried out since Facebook's white paper launch in mid-June, consumer insights provider CivicScience found that, of those that expressed a view, just 2% felt they would trust Libra and its Calibra wallet more than Bitcoin. By comparison, a hefty 40% said they'd trust the public cryptocurrency more, while 19% said they'd trust both options about the same. From the surveyed group, less than 10% had actually bought cryptocurrencies, CivicScience pointed out. Facebook's poor track record on preserving user privacy, such as with the Cambridge Analytica scandal, was also evident in the results, with 77% saying they did not trust the firm with their personal data at all. Again, just 2% said they'd trust Facebook a lot. The lack of trust in Libra is also backed up by overwhelming lack of interest in the project, the poll indicates. When asked if they were interested in Facebook's crypto and wallet, 86% of respondents said not at all. Around 5% expressed interest. CivicScience said that people in the 18 to 24 age range had showed the most interest, 30%, in Libra. They also polled as more keen Facebook users and had more experience with mobile payment apps such as Venmo and Apple Pay. The next biggest age group was those in the 25 to 29 range, of whom 18% expressed interest. Only 7% of the 65-plus group had any interest in Libra. CivicScience said more research is needed to understand the high levels of mistrust towards the Facebook crypto. However, it said, similar to when Bitcoin first mysteriously surfaced 10 years ago and brought with it the cryptocurrency gold rush, no one really knows what to expect when some of the largest corporations in the world collaborate to create their own version. Regardless, it's definitely an exciting trend to watch unfold. Looking more broadly, a different CivicScience survey of more than 2,100 U.S. adults in July found that a sizable 79% have heard of Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies. However, it found that most respondents aren't holding or using crypto and aren't planning to. The firm said just 6% of those polled had invested in cryptocurrency, with half liking the experience. Bitcoin will establish new all-time highs in early 2020, analyst. The price of Bitcoin is down by more than 30% from its 2019 high. But the cryptocurrency is eyeing a strong bull run in the long-term scenario, says prominent market analyst FlibFlib. The crypto trader said on Wednesday that he believes Bitcoin would jump above its all-time high of $20,000 in early 2020. He stated that the cryptocurrency, in the near-term scenario, is looking to consolidate between a wide range defined by $6,500 as support and $10,000 as resistance. But, given the present active fundamental and technical catalysts, Bitcoin would break the consolidation area to the upside, an action that would take the price above the $25,000 level. What will drive Bitcoin up? FlibFlib reached the bullish conclusion by combining both technical and fundamental factors in the Bitcoin market. Fundamentally, the cryptocurrency will likely rise due to halving, an event that would reduce the supply rate of Bitcoins by half. FlibFlib said traders and investors have already digested the scarcity factor. Moreover, additional fiat on-ramps and media and political attention and a general aura of interest is maintaining people's bullish bias. The combination of accelerated demand, interest, awareness, married across a limited supply, creates the perfect storm for Bitcoin to achieve much higher prices and the opportunity for them to be achieved rather quickly, wrote FlibFlib. On the technical front, the analyst recalled Bitcoin's impressive recovery after establishing bottom near the $3,100 area last December. The cryptocurrency, despite its broader downside correction in July, is still up by 210% from bottom. FlibFlib sees a continuation in the downside pattern but believes a sharp pullback to the upside is also imminent according to Fibonacci retracement readings. Investopedia defines Fibonacci retracement as a set of levels which indicate where possible support and resistance levels are. These levels are 23.6%, 38.2%, 50.0%, 61.8%, and 78.6%, while 0% and 100% define beginning and end of the price cycle, as shown in the chart below. FlibFlib said Bitcoin is likely to retest its 61.8% Fibonacci level, which coincides with $7,200 for a healthy pullback. The cryptocurrency, he argued, creates parabolas, breaks down, and then retraces upon testing the 61.8% level of the parabola. Excerpts, we can see that this occurred around the 6K level in 2017, with an engulfing candle on the weekly. We have seen this on the way up in 2019 and it is also at the 61.8% retracement level. This is also the 1.18 off the top. I am of the view that Bitcoin will correct into the 7 kiloseconds. Risks. FlibFlib also warned about potential black swan events that could hamper Bitcoin's bullish sentiment. They include bans in high-profile areas such as the US, Europe, or even in the entire G8 consortium. So to summarize, I am of the view that Bitcoin has the infrastructure, the interest, and the fundamentals to go higher, assuming there is no major banning event, he added. Bitcoin stats fall as BTC drops under $10,000, is a drop lower coming? On Wednesday, Bitcoin BTC continued to weaken, falling to a weekly low of $9,600 as buyers failed to step up to the plate. As of the time of writing this, the cryptocurrency trades at $9,750, still over 5% higher than the monthly low of $9,150. Related reading, analysts believe Bitcoin is on the path to $7,600 as 2018 bear market, fractal continues to unfold. While some have taken this price action optimistically, claiming that it is only a matter of time before Bitcoin resumes its crusade to proverbially slay the bears, fundamentals and technicals suggest BTC may have further to stumble. Bitcoin fundamentals on shaky ground. When Bitcoin started to rally in early April, activity on the asset's blockchain began to understandably surge, as investors began to speculate with and use BTC once again. Active addresses and daily confirmed transactions spiked. The daily value of BTC transactions began to trend higher, entering the billions on some days. And most notably, hash rate effectively mooned to fresh all-time highs week over week, fortifying BTC as the most secure blockchain network, not to mention the world's most powerful supercomputer. However, since Bitcoin has paused after tapping $14,000 just 1 month ago, network activity has hit a clear roadblock. As Coinmetrics' Nick Carter points out, the numbers are going down. And by the numbers, of course, the crypto analytics specialist is referring to the network fundamentals. Although the declines are nothing to write home about, they're notable. Per the firm's data from last week and this week, the number of transactions is down 4%, the blockchain's hash rate has stagnated, the US dollar value of transactions is down 24%, and the count of active addresses has shed 6%. Interestingly, the strong decline in network use is not confined to just Bitcoin. In fact, Coinmetrics observed a similar, often more dramatic trend for Ethereum, XRP, and Litecoin, suggesting that for the time being, the rally is on the back burner. Timothy Peterson, a cryptocurrency investor and analyst, has noticed these diminishing fundamentals too. He recently wrote that this is the first BTC price stall in this cycle that has been accompanied by a declining number of active addresses, implying fewer users are actively using Bitcoin for its intended purpose. Models predict a further BTC price decline. The decline active address count ISNT exactly a negative price catalyst per se. But, as previously reported by News BTC, Peterson's model, which relates the actual value and fair value of BTC to the number of active addresses, suggests Bitcoin has room to fall. In fact, last week, he suggested that his model pins Bitcoin's current fair valuation to $8,000, which is just around 20% lower than current levels. Of course, models aren't 100% accurate, but should the model hold up, BTC may at least try and approach that price point in the coming days and weeks. That's not the only worrying sign. As Dave the Wave, a prominent analyst, recently remarked, the mini parabola that supported BTC from $4,200 to $14,000 has near definitively been violated. With this, Dave believes that Bitcoin will begin to reapproach its long-term trend line, which is a move that the trader expects will put BTC back on a path of decreasing volatility and price discovery. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.